The fate of the Czech government will be decided later on Tuesday as coalition leaders are meeting in an attempt to save the cabinet. The junior coalition Public Affairs Party rocked the boat once again last week when they threatened to pull out of the coalition. But before the week was over, the party seemed happy to accept an offer by the prime minister to settle their disputes at the negotiating table. The meeting of the Civic Democrats, top 09 and public affairs leaders is now in progress, and I'm joined in the studio by Jan Richter, who has been following developments closely. So, first of all, Jan, what seems to be the cause of the current government crisis?
Well, Sarah, the formal pretext seems to be a recording of a former MP for the public affairs by the name of Kristina Kocsi, in which Ms. Kocsi said the other coalition parties were last year trying to buy some of the MPs to get rid of the party leadership and form a coalition of its own. So this is what prompted the public affairs leaders to threaten to quit the government if Prime Minister Nečas does not agree to their demands. You see, they came up with a series of demands and gave Prime Minister Petr Nečas until the end of the month to fulfill them. The central point seems to have been their insistence that the government must do something to raise its credibility, which really no one could take really seriously given the public affairs record in the government. And they later specified their request. They wanted to do something about the situation of the state-run forestry company, for example, or to improve the new system of distributing social welfare and a series of other more or less arbitrarily chosen steps, it seems. But as their coalition partners pointed out, it was sort of far-fetched to give the Prime Minister an ultimatum over all this. So it seems the real cause of the government's crisis had to do with the situation within the Public Affairs Party itself, probably also with the trial of their founder and de facto leader Vít Bárta, who is now being tried for corruption. So it does seem that public affairs leaders got somehow scared of their own courage eventually and gladly accepted an offer, which you mentioned, of Prime Minister Petr Nečas to settle their disputes today at a meeting. And that meeting will not only be about their demands, but also about the demands from the other coalition parties for the government to go on, because the other coalition parties did really put their foot down this time and said that public affairs must accept further budget cuts for the coalition to go on, which is something public affairs have been opposing.
So you already mentioned that officials from the three parties have been holding meetings all day. Have there been any hints regarding the outcome yet?
Well, public affairs officials seem to have conserved their rebellious mood ahead of the key meeting on Tuesday. For example, Deputy Party Chair and Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík said they were still ready to pull out of the government should their demands not be met. But for their part, the other coalition parties, the Civic Democrats and Top 09, also sounded very confident. For example, Finance Minister and one of the Top 09 leaders, Miroslav Kalousek, said he expected no opposition from their partners because they will either accept the deal, the cuts, or the country will head for early elections. But, you know, this is, of course, what the officials have been telling the media, so the reality might be a little bit different.
And now, if you were a betting man, Jan, would you put your money on the continuation of our current government then?
Sarah, I think I would, because the only other option, according to what everybody's been saying, is an early election, and this would not be good for any of the coalition party. Snap elections would almost certainly deliver a coup de grâce, as it were, to the public affairs, whose support among the voters is negligible right now. But in all likelihood, it will also send the Civic Democrat and Top 09 MPs in much fewer numbers into the opposition benches, because the government's approval rating has plummeted. And in fact, most people now would prefer early elections, according to opinion polls. So the chances are, and quite good chances, I think, that the government leaders will reach some kind of agreement today, which will be in place until, of course, the next crisis.
That was Jan Richter of Radio Prague with his assessment of the current government crisis. Thanks for that, Jan.